Joining us now on the line is the 1992 PGA Tour Rookie of the Year, Mark Carnevale, former PGA Tour pro, now walks inside the ropes for PGA Tour Network, Sirius XM Radio, and he is up in Orlando this week covering the 30th Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. Mark, good morning to you. Happy Sunday. Thanks for joining me, buddy.
No problem, Russ. How you doing down there? We got a little rain up here.
That's right. That's why they're going off threesomes off of split tees today, 1 and 10. First of all, let's start right there. Weather-wise, do you think they're going to get the final round in today?
Based on what we've heard, it is. I mean, it's raining a little bit right now. It's not raining real heavy. There were some pretty big storms overnight. I guess it really depends on if we have any more rain and how long it's going to take them to get the golf course in shape. Obviously with daylight savings time, they've got, a certain amount of time to get it in. But I think it's just right now it's going to be a wait and see what happens.
All right. As for the leaderboard, it's interesting. It's very ironic that the two guys at the top were the same two guys that were there last year. Sean O'Hare leads after three rounds of play at 7 under par. Tiger Woods solo second at -2. Those two men will be grouped with Zach Johnson today in the final threesome. Zach, one of three guys, along with Jason Gore and Ryuji Yamada, tied for third at 1 under par. What do you think through three rounds of play? What are some of your thoughts?
Well, it's been very interesting. I thought the golf course has played very difficult. Yesterday was extremely difficult, as you see by the scores. Only four players shot under par, and after 54 holes, only five players remain under par. It was very difficult. I think there was a lot of luck involved sort of during the day because of, I know a number of players had some very poor lies in the rough. The rough is very difficult. The wind was very hard to contend with, as it was intermittent. It was strong. It would die down, and that would even get stronger. So, I've always liked the Bay Hill Club and Lodge just because of the difficulty of it. At a par 70, it makes it even more difficult. But I think it's been a great test of golf. The course has been in perfect condition. And, not surprised, Sean O'Hare has held his own. I thought Tiger might play a little better. He struggled making a couple bogeys on his last three holes. But, overall, I think Tiger's got to be happy with his play. And certainly Sean extremely happy with his. Last week he did not make the cut trying to defend his title down at the Transitions Championship. But I tell you, last year they were tied going in the final round, and now with a five-shot lead, nothing indicates to me that Sean O'Hare is going to falter. Someone's going to have to come from behind to beat him.
Right. Sean O'Hare's got to feel a little more comfortable this year than last. Going into last year's round, as you mentioned, they were tied for the lead, five-way tie, by the way, for the lead, including Tiger and Sean O'Hare. This year, he's got a five-stroke cushion on Tiger Woods. And Sean's a guy, he's got a ton of talent, great-looking golf swing. He's won a couple of times on tour. I think fringe golf fans remember him most for a tournament where he didn't win a couple years ago at the Players, when he went for the flag at 17 at the Players and put his wall, flew the flag. The adrenaline was pumping, and he just pumped that wedge about 140 yards into the water, and Phil Mickelson ended up winning that tournament. And I think a lot of people really admired the way O'Hare went for the win and didn't think about second place.
Well, I also think as a player, you have to get yourself in those situations in order to learn how to win and win again. Certainly he came back and won last year at the Transitions Tournament, has had some pretty good events. Sean O'Hare, we talk about all these young 20-year-old players with victories. Sean O'Hare, another player who's got multiple victories in his 20s. He's a young man of a great deal of talent. He has a great caddy on his golf bag. As I said, I would be very surprised to see him fall apart today. Certainly, there is a lot of trouble on this golf course, but I think he's going to hold his own. And as I mentioned, someone from behind is going to have to play extremely well. And with the conditions in the rain, certainly the golf course probably is going to play a little bit easier than it has the first three rounds. But I still think Sean has held his own pretty well, and I would expect him to continue to play well.
Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, joined on the line by Mark Carnevale, PGA Tour Network, Sirius XM Radio up in Orlando. He's been covering the Arnold Palmer at Bay Hill all week long. And, Mark, it's hard for Tiger Woods not to be the top story whenever he's near the top of a leaderboard, and I think that's, again, the case today. Five shots back, And we've seen, this is the third tournament now that we've seen him back since the 8-month hiatus because of the knee surgery. And we only saw a couple of rounds at match play. We saw four solid rounds at Doral, and there was some progress there from tournament to tournament. And I think we're seeing more progress this week in Orlando. And I think the biggest thing we're seeing progress-wise is the putter. I think that flat stick's starting to heat up for him, averaging just 25 putts around this week.
And he would probably assume not at a better time with the Masters being 2 weeks away. I would agree with you. I think he is continuing to prove. I think we have come to expect so much from Tiger that, you know, once he came back, everybody thought he was going to win right away. Well, you know, whether or not you're the best player in the world or you're a guy who's hung around the 100 number on the PGA Tour for how many years, if you take that much time out, it does take some time to get your feel back, to get your rhythm back, what it's like to go out and play in a golf tournament. I think with Tiger, what showed me that he is pretty much back was in the second round where he only hit 9 of 18 greens, really struggled a little bit with his iron play, but he was able to grind out a good round of one under par 69. I think that's the key as a player. What you're looking for is, okay, I know I'm not going to be hitting it, but can I grind it out? Can I keep progressing and turn what could have been a really poor round into a pretty good round? And, you know, I think he's going to play well today. There's no question he has the capability to come back and win this. Whether he will or not, I don't know. Certainly a lot's going to be dictated by Sean O'Hare. But I think he is very close to being exactly where he wants to be, obviously going into the Masters and certainly for the rest of this year.
He is Mark Carnevale, PGA Tour Network Sirius XM Radio. Does a great job each and every week on the PGA Tour reporting for that outfit. And Mark, thank you so much for your time. We'll be watching later today to see if Tiger can get it done or if Sean O'Hare keeps that lead and gets his third career PGA Tour victory. Hopefully talk to you again soon.
Okay, Russ, thanks. Anytime.
There he is, Mark Carnevale, former PGA Tour pro and the 1992 PGA Tour Rookie of the Year, joining us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.